As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Chris Perfect.
In NBA action on Monday, the Atlanta Hawks took down the New York Knicks 107-106. CJ McCollum with 32 points in the game. He misses the last two free throws, but New York ends up missing a game-winning shot. Knicks put up 15 points in the fourth quarter, the fewest on the season. Cleveland Cavaliers take a 2-0 series lead with a 115-105 victory over the Toronto Raptors. Meanwhile, on the ice, in double overtime, James Martinook took the shot that won it for the Hurricanes 3-2 over the Ottawa Senators, giving them a 2-0 series lead. The Edmonton Oilers dispatched the Anaheim Ducks 4-3 in Game 1 of that series. And on Monday, Victor Wembanyama won NBA's Defensive Player of the Year. At age 22, he's the youngest to win the award and also the first to win the award by unanimous vote.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero off of Del Rio Road has some great deals. April 8th through the 21st, boneless pork loin chops for $1.99 a pound and crisp sweet Fuji apples for only 79 cents a pound. Check out the three-piece fish and chips in the service deli for only $5.99 each and black bean and edamame salad for $7.99 a pound. In the butcher department, they have top sirloin steaks for $7.99 a pound and fresh chicken tenders for $3.99 a pound and pork tenderloin for only $3.99 a pound. $5 Tuesdays and Thursdays are here, April 14th and April 21st. Eggo 24-pack for only $5. Fresh baked muffins for $5. Best yet, 24-pack of drinking water for $5. And on Thursday, April 9th and April 16th, check out the Brown Cow Yogurt, 5 for $5. $5 Thursday gives you 2 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken breast. Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero. Fresh food, fair prices, and the best service on the Central Coast.
The savings are warming up at your camping and clothing headquarters for the North County D&J Camping and Clothing. 20% off Wrangler men's and women's Pearl Snap shirts. Wolverine boots 20% off. And at D&J, you'll find rattlesnake-proof gaiters and chaps, along with all the camping gear, including tents and sleeping bags and all the accessories. Don't forget, gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, April 21st, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles City Council to discuss Larry Moore Park and County Homeless Compact. Sheriff's Office releases more information on deputy-involved shooting. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with some rain this morning. Highs in the low 60s. It's 54 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by The Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The Paso Robles City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6 in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. Tonight's lengthy agenda contains several discussion items and public hearings. One public hearing is an amendment to the city's municipal code regarding signs continued from its previous April 7th meeting. A discussion item is also the revitalization concept to Larrymore Park. Since 2024, the city has met with stakeholders and community members of the surrounding neighborhood regarding a sizable revitalization of the park, particularly with youth athletic fields. The development plan for Larrymore Park calls for two lighted ball fields, one rectangular field, bleachers, playground areas, a rock climbing area, new restrooms and storage areas, and a connection to the Riverwalk Trail system. Lastly, the city will discuss joining the county's Regional Homeless and Affordable Housing Compact, a joint effort with the seven cities to address homelessness through strengthened collaboration. The County Public Works Department announced shoulder repairs will continue on Peachy Canyon Road, which may result in traffic delays. Work will start April 27th and continue through June 12th, 2026. Delays in work will only be performed on weekdays between 7 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. There will be no lane restrictions outside of these working hours. Sheriff's Office releases update on deputy-involved shooting. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The County Sheriff's Office has released additional information regarding the deputy-involved shooting that occurred on April 19th. Deputies were called to the 700 block of Hill Street in Napomo from a report of a family disturbance. Reports say an adult male was inside the apartment, threatening to kill his mother. Deputies contacted the suspect in the doorway of a ground floor apartment. The suspect then retreated inside, armed himself with a shotgun, and pointed it at the deputies, the sheriff's office says. At that point, the shooting occurred. The suspect fired his shotgun at the deputies, and they returned fire. No deputies were injured. The suspect was struck, and although life-threatening measures were attempted, he was pronounced dead at the scene. He was identified as 48-year-old Joseph Munoz, who had prior convictions for domestic battery, felony DUI, felony possession of a controlled substance for sale, and more. Supervisor Bruce Gibson has released a detailed statement on his 32 years of making decisions for land use and housing in San Luis Obispo County. Gibson has released a full 45-page document of his reflections from 1994 to 2026 and a shortened, summarized version on the county's website. Gibson's summary says that housing production in California has not kept up with the population growth. Additionally, Gibson says, quote, simply building more housing of all types has not been shown to improve housing affordability. He cites that wealth and income inequality in communities are strongly correlated with housing unaffordability, especially in a desirable location such as San Luis Obispo County. Gibson says that local decision makers haven't set specific enough policy goals and that policies should be informed by a significantly expanded database of housing and economic information. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District is offering free summer child care for students enrolled in TK through middle school. Through the district's Expanded Learning Opportunities Program, or ELOP, families can gain access to a full-day summer care at no cost. Hours of operation are 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Monday to Friday, from June 15th through July 28th. Summer care programs are hosted at Winifred Pfeiffer, Glenn Speck, and Virginia Peterson Elementary. Additionally, in partnership with the Boys and Girls Club of North San Luis Obispo County, the Tom Mouse Clubhouse is also offering another high-quality option for families. As of the announcement by PRJUSD, there are 550 spots available for summer programs, and enrollment will continue on a first-come, first-serve basis. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Athletics beat the Mariners 6-4, the Blue Jays over the Angels 5-3, the Dodgers beat the Rockies 12-3. Tonight, The Dodgers will face the Giants. The Athletics will go against the Mariners. The Padres will face the Rockies. The Angels will go against the Blue Jays. The Yankees will face the Red Sox. In the NBA playoffs, tonight the Lakers will face the Rockets. In California news, prosecutors have laid out the alleged timeline of alt-pop singer David's murder of a 14-year-old girl in Los Angeles County. David Burke, in 2022, had been making his own music to accompany video game montages online. One of his songs, Romantic Homicide, went viral in 2022. Around 2023, prosecutors say he began the sexual abuse of Celeste Rivas Hernandez, who was a runaway 13-year-old at the time. Prosecutors allege Burke murdered Rivas Hernandez in April 2025 and mutilated her remains about a month later. Her body wasn't discovered until September 8th. Another Democrat has announced her campaign suspension for California governor. Betty Yee, a former state controller, announced on Monday she is suspending her campaign. Yee's campaign office says she has lagged behind in fundraising since entering into the contest in 2024. Documents in an ongoing lawsuit from California Attorney General Rob Bonta and Amazon have been unsealed, where Bonta alleges Amazon pressures competing companies to increase prices on their websites so that Amazon cannot be undercut by competitors. The hearing for the preliminary injunction is in July. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. In making decisions on the farm, it often feels easier to just stick with what's been done in the past. But Zach Smith, farmer and founder of Stock Cropper, says pushing beyond the pressure to stay in the status quo is what actually creates change. Smith credits much of his success to having the courage to try something different.
It's risky. I mean, I've spent a ton of money trying to develop this stuff and taking a lot of chances. Not everybody, you know, especially this is more geared probably to young people wanting to do this. And young people don't always have that level of agency. You know, and there's the social pressure. Anytime you do something different in farming, I mean, it's a pretty closed-minded system in a lot of ways. So when you tell people you're going to put a three-ring animal circus in the middle of a cornfield, and you're going to put it on a state highway, and you got to worry about people going off the road. They're wondering, what is that moron doing again? But, you know, taking the chance to do some of that stuff has also landed some pretty sweet places, like precision planting this last year, or the last 2 years. There's always been kind of a fairly tunnel vision, stay inside, color inside the lines, just do what grandpa did, dad did. And the thing I love about Farm Weird is it gives permission for other people that maybe agree to maybe have the courage to try to get outside of that.
Again, that's Zach Smith, farmer and founder of Stock Cropper.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
Hello, this is Brian Gill of Gilroad Angus. We understand the commercial cattle industry, and we work for our customers every day. We would like to invite you to our annual bull and commercial replacement heifer sale on April 22nd at the ranch near Timberlake, South Dakota. We will be selling 100 yearling and age advantage bulls and 180 commercial replacement heifers. Check out the videos and catalog at GilroadAngus.com. Remember to attend the Gilroad Angus sale that's made for the commercial rancher on April 22nd. You can also watch and bid online at DVAuction.com.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work,
so nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
KPRL News continues at 8:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Ever-increasing labor costs in California and free trade that led to a surge in cheaper, duty-free asparagus imports from Mexico have pushed the state's asparagus industry to the brink of extinction. But a handful of growers and packers continuing to hang on, with some even expressing a ray of optimism. "I think we felt better about it the last 2 years," said Aaron Barcelos, a partner in the family-owned A-Bar Ag Enterprises near Firebaugh. "Last year and this year, the markets, for whatever reason, haven't had the imported grass, and we're finding better markets." California asparagus production topped 37,000 acres in 2000 before it started to decline, according to U.S. Department of Agriculture figures. The state now has probably fewer than 1,000 acres of commercial asparagus, according to industry estimates. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K-John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Cloudy skies today with rain continuing this afternoon. Highs in the low 60s. Southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with low 40s. South-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow with highs in the upper 60s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Thursday and Friday, mostly cloudy on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday and Monday, mostly cloudy on Tuesday. Mid-70s Thursday, low 70s Friday, low 60s Saturday, mid-60s on Sunday, low 70s on Monday, 71 a week from today. Currently it is 53 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K-John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Pending home sales rose 1.5% in March. The report measures the number of homes going under contract in the U.S. National Association of Realtors economist Lawrence Yoon says contract signings rose in the month despite higher mortgage rates, which points to pent-up housing demand. Also in March, retail sales jumped 1.7%, more than expected, a sign of how much Americans were spending on gasoline. Stocks are being helped by upbeat news on the economy and optimism about planned talks between the U.S. and Iran. Amazon shares are up more than 1.5%. Amazon says it will invest an additional $5 billion in Anthropic, the developer of the Claude artificial intelligence service. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda, invested in you.
My name is Christine, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, was a healthy 34-year-old, and 3 months later, he was gone. Thankfully, he had life insurance. Ethos made it so easy. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. 100% online, no medical exam. Life insurance didn't take away the loss, but it did give us the space to just grieve.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecued tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my
Red Scooter Deli, they've been serving you fresh food for over 16 years. Two locations right across from the city park and, of course, next to the pet department on 6th Street. And don't forget, use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount. Order online or in person, redscooterdeli.com, or call them 805-237-1780. And remember, they're open daily, 6:30 till 4.
April is in full bloom at Tattoo Palace, and so are the winds, with pedals and payouts. Every Thursday in April, play slots and table games for your chance at cash. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., four winners every hour can win up to $5,000. And at 8 p.m., one winner will score $5,000 cash plus a barbecue grill. The cash blooms every Thursday, so don't miss your shot. It's pedals and payouts, only at Tattoo Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Town law officers normally served at the pleasure of the town council, so it was necessary for them not only to keep the peace, they also had to play politics. Today's story is an episode in the early career of a famous lawman who, throughout his life, had a hard time playing the political game. For most Old West enthusiasts, Wyatt Earp would be near, if not at the top of their list of Old West lawmen. He was a strong, opinionated man who respected the law as long as it agreed with his own set of standards. For instance, in 1873, Wyatt went to Wichita, Kansas to be with his older brother, James. At the time, Wichita was a wild and woolly town at the end of the cattle drive trail that came up from Texas along the Chisholm Trail. Wyatt was hired by a private security company to help keep order in the local saloons. Wyatt did so well that Wichita Town Marshal Michael Mager hired him as a city policeman. As a lawman, Wyatt was not one to be trifled with. He used his pistol often in making arrests. He didn't shoot or even point his gun at the bad guys. He used it as a club to beat them up. Wyatt, a good boxer, was also known to take on the bad guys in a rough-and-tumble fight. But when it came to the political side of his job, Wyatt just didn't have the subtleties required. In April of 1876, Wyatt's mentor, Marshal Mager, was up for re-election. He was being challenged by a William Smith. Smith made some nasty remarks about the marshal, and Wyatt responded by whipping Smith. The marshal was re-elected to his post. But try as he could, because of his beating up Smith, he couldn't save Wyatt's job. And on April 19, 1876, the Wichita Council voted not to rehire Wyatt as a policeman.
You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
The Central Coast Sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
You've been told that January 6th, or J6, was a violent insurrection against the United States by a group of angry fringe MAGA supporters. Was it real, or was it staged to look like one? The 2021 film Capital Punishment scratched the surface with rumors and theories. The War on Truth, being shown at movie night 6 p.m. April 23rd at Republican headquarters, will finally provide video evidence and eyewitness testimony as to what really happened. Pizza, sodas, and snacks are available with your $20 donation. Ad paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
Wine Country Theater presents, and the winner is, a very funny modern-day morality tale that spoofs Hollywood and all of our crazy ambitions. Tyler Jones, a self-obsessed movie star, is finally nominated for an Oscar, but dies the night before the awards. Can he negotiate a return to Earth for the big night? Wine Country Theater's, and the winner is, April 10th through 26th. For tickets, go to winecountrytheater.org, winecountrytheater.org.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The Pasturable City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6 in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. Tonight, the city will discuss the revitalization concept to Larry Moore Park. The council will be presented with the final development plan for the park and an ongoing effort since 2024 with stakeholders and neighboring community members to revitalize it. County Sheriff's Office has released additional information regarding the deputy-involved shooting. On April 19th, deputies were called to the 700 block of Hill Street in Napomo. 48-year-old Joseph Munoz made contact with deputies and retreated inside his apartment, pointing a shotgun and firing at deputies. None of them were injured. They fired back and Munoz died at the scene. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies with rain this afternoon. Highs in the low 60s. It's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News. I'm CJ Papa. President Trump confident about the latest round of talks with Iran.
We're going to end up with a great deal.
The president telling CNBC he's not inclined to extend tomorrow night's deadline to end the ceasefire.
Well, I don't want to do that.
If the ceasefire expires without a deal, the president expects, he says, to be bombing Iran again. On making a deal, though, the president says he is under no pressure at all to do that.
White House correspondent Aisha Hazmi, Pakistan, wrapping up security for round two of the peace talks.
Earlier today, I saw a police blockade where armed officers were screening every car that was passing through. There's a red zone that's been created to form a perimeter around the area where the high-stakes talks are expected.
Fox's Matt Finn in Islamabad. The Senate Banking Committee hearing for Kevin Warsh underway. He's the president's choice to replace Jerome Powell to run the Federal Reserve. America's listening to Fox News.
Touch a Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch a Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, by Grandma's cooking. Touch a Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch a Paso.
For over four decades, one small jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, Kajon's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through those doors as an employee, learning from the very jewelers who shaped the store, and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility. Not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the cases reflected many voices. Designers, friends, partners. But quietly, one vision was taking form. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting. And soon the cases will speak differently. More focused, more intentional, more personal. A house built not of walls, but of craft, history, and a name you already know. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, a legacy redesigned.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. More rain on the way. And probably, let's see here. Now we're down to about 45 to 50% through maybe 3 o'clock this afternoon, give or take. And then clouds the remainder, and then clouds overnight. Highs today in the low 60s. Overnight lows right near 40, then upper 60s, little clouds and sunshine on your Wednesday as we head out to Thursday. Temperatures should be in the mid-70s, low 70s Friday, Saturday low 60s, mid-60s Sunday, Monday 70s, same a week from today. Today's UV index will be 7 up and down, 6:23 a.m., 7:41 p.m. We are at 54 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. You'll love the Melgard Trensic Series windows and the doors. Coming up this afternoon, Barry's back. First up will be Megan Barth, executive editor, California Globe. And again, this is timely, specializing in investigative journalism. And you may be aware of the Senate bill to attack that. And then Larry Nysons, chief commercial office. And then Andy Friedman, corporate development and brand strategy leader. And this has to do how wellness platforms are revolutionizing health insurance and the future that we may receive. So there you go. You'll learn. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech ready to go, and it's brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing, 24 same-day service, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Of course, you know you can text that 75 as we're ready to go on the backstretch headed for home.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
the voice that has a reach.
KPRL.
From Boston Bay to Santa Monica Beach. Like our fathers, we the people gotta take a stand. There's a bell with a crack proudly on display. If our future has a hope,
KPRL,
we gotta go back and pull that rope. Make it ring, ring, ring across the USA. Crack the bell, let's get loud.
The Morning Exchange.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we go right to the phone line. Well, we tried, but it didn't... I got an email here, and I haven't been able to confirm it, and it has to do with Sandy Koufax. I looked at MLB and some other places, and I haven't seen verification of this or not. Sandy Koufax, he would be 90 years old, retired at a very young age, retired after the 66 season, which, by the way, the last game he pitched, it was against a youngster who ended up being one of the greatest pitchers of all time in the World Series. It was the Orioles against the Dodgers. It was a 20-year-old. His name was Jim Palmer. Jim Palmer went on to win a whole bunch of games and three Cy Youngs, and again, very, very underrated. I think his lifetime ERA was under three. But, yeah, I'm trying to find out about Sandy Koufax. What a gentleman. What a gentleman. And for those who may not be aware, Sandy Koufax lived in this area. And people that I've run into over the years, he's a very, very nice man. Kept quiet. And that's the way he lived his entire life, even though he was among the greatest in the game, and carried himself with class. And he used to jog around town. If I'm not mistaken, he used to own a house. I think he at one time won in Templeton, or... he moved, and then he was living out, and if it's true, I know where the house still stands. It's out there on Charlet Road. For those of you, again, Charlet Road years ago, 25, 30 years ago, it was it was a windy, not necessarily a one-lane road, but it was just a windy, whoop-de-doo type of road. That development wasn't there. Some of those houses, you know, on the property, they were there. And if it's the one that I think, that was where Koufax lived. I think. So, again, I'm still trying to find out information about this email that somebody sent me. But, again, I can't confirm it. And I'm surprised because it would be national news. It would be national news. All right. Until we find out otherwise, let's see here. On the text, there was a loose red and white Hereford calf on Ranchita Canyon just north of Pleasant Valley School last night around 11:30. Okay. Well, I'm glad I didn't run into him this morning. I clipped the owl, and the long-legged rat let me or did the nice thing and went around me. All right. Let's see here on the email. Good morning, Chris, Kevin, and Chris. I moved to Paso in 89. My daughter locals here. Just wondering, what kind of station was KPRL before talk radio? What was the playlist? Well, I can tell you because I was here before 89. It was a mishmash of quite a few things. It's been a news. Well, let's just say. It carried news for a long time, many years ago. And you got to remember, way back, the stations, like many AM stations, they went off the air at midnight. We'd sign off at midnight. I know with the station where I started in Thousand Oaks, I had the opportunity to do two things because I was low man on the totem pole. I could, to get your feet wet, so I would work any hours available. And so you would shut it down at midnight, and then 5 o'clock in the morning, you'd raise the power up. And that changed after, stations just kind of did that, not necessarily on their own, but when the equipment started to change, in other words, technology started to change, stations started to do that. And it was also a combination of the influence of talk radio, because more talk shows were coming on even back then. You can go to Ira Fistel, Sally Jesse Raphael, Bruce Williams, et cetera, et cetera. So there was more content available. But KPRL, again, they mixed in with news, and they had a whole bunch of sport. We had a whole bunch of sports and music. The building that we're in now, it is the original building. Back, it was built in 1946 as a radio station. And there is, it was expanded in the late 70s to accommodate the FM, which is where the, we call it the back of the building. That's where Chris and I are right now. And it doesn't look like it when you drive by, but there's 13 rooms in this. It's almost 5,000 square feet. It's big, but there are a lot of little rooms because to accommodate the studios, you had the main studios, you have what Chris is in, the news studio, newsroom, then you had the production studios, and then all the little things, the cubby holes for the staff. Now, also, the station used to carry, like I said, a whole bunch of sports. And when I got here, gosh, we were carrying the Angels. We were carrying the Rams. We carried the Lakers. At one point, we carried the Kings hockey, Notre Dame football. And that was a constant, I'm not going to say battle, but it was a real pain in the neck simply because of technology. And you were interfering with all the other programming. And when you interfere with other programming, you are contracted to play their spots. In other words, their commercials. So let's just take, for example, suppose an Angel game started at 9 o'clock in the morning. You know, they're playing an East Coast team. So all the commercials that you get in a barter from the national show, and although this, well, it started out as the case with Rush Limbaugh, so we were obligated to record all those commercials that were national commercials within Rush Limbaugh and find places to play them back. That was a real pain in the neck because, again, even with technology today, it's still a pain in the neck. It's just a, as I always like to say, it's a hairdo. So there was a combination of that, and then we had a lot of sports, and then we also played this god-awful, it was called Radio Arts, and they were reel-to-reel tapes, and it was adult contemporary, and it was just... You know, we were playing Ann Murray, Phoebe Snow, and just, it was brutal. It was brutal. But again, as talk radio started to expand, that went bye-bye. When Rush was one of the first. Now, we had some things on weekends. Some of you may remember, and I love listening to this guy. It was Jerry Baker on the Garden Line. just... Take a little chewing tobacco and spit it on the lawn. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Mighty fine. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. The reason you won't find anything about Sandy Koufax being sick or having health problems is because all those stories are coming from Facebook or YouTube.
Okay.
I've looked all over the place also, and I cannot find anything that says he has some dire health problem right now.
Okay, well...
It's just social media. They put that stuff out there. It's just clickbait. You know, you click on it, and they get enough clicks. I guess they get some money. It's just... I don't trust anything that I see on social media unless I can verify it independently somewhere else.
Yeah, that's why when I got this word and the exact words, I didn't say it because I thought, well, that would be a huge story. But, you know, the other thing it goes to, what kind of pieces of you-know-what would do that?
Well, you know, if you look at some of those stories, I mean, going back to 1966, he retired because, as he told Buzzy DeBasi, supposedly, he wanted to be able to still use his left arm when he got older.
Right.
And, you know, so they play that up. You know, that's a health issue. But it's from 1966. So, you know, they just sensationalize it and put it out there. And it's a mess. Anyway.
Yeah, it is. Because he had severe arthritis.
Yeah.
And, when you go back, if you look at records and still look at that phenomenal run that he had from 63 or 62 to 66, even his last year, he won, 23, 25 games?
Yeah. Imagine pitching with all that pain every day. Or not every day, but every, 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, absolutely phenomenal. And you know what's interesting about that time frame is that it was Jim Brown went out on top in the same year.
Ooh.
He won the rushing title 8 of his 9 years in the NFL, and he led the league his last year, and he retired. He still could have played another few years.
Yeah, but then, the quality of the play starts diminishing and, you're just fighting it all the time and it's not... These guys are, they know their limits, they're smart, they do what they can and they hang it up.
Well, in Jim Brown's case, too, is that he had options. He had movie contracts coming his way and so forth, and apparently he handled his money very well, just like Koufax did, and so that they were able to, walk away with grace and not be too concerned about their income.
Yeah. So, well, anyway, I just wanted to let you know my opinion about that. If it's on Facebook, take it with a grain of salt.
Okay, thanks for the help.
Bye.
All right, bye. All right, so, we were playing these radio arts, just god-awful music, and then, news talk started to develop, and one thing led to another, so that's kind of how it evolved. And even going back, if you go back to the 60s and 70s, a lot of AM stations like KPRL, they would have these news blocks throughout the day. They do a morning news. And back at KPRL, they had a real long ag report. So they would do that and sporadically throughout the day. Again, they would just do some, news things. Because one of the things that used to happen here in town is, and I still have them up here in the hallway for nostalgic reasons, is if there was if a dog was hit by a car, or somebody got a flat tire on Spring Street and was tying up Spring Street, if you can imagine, with 6,000 people in town, the bell would ring from the police department, and we could see it here in the studio, and you'd go on the air and say, there's 6 cars piled up on Spring Street because, whatever reason. And that went away in the 80s. And so that's what the... not just KPRL, but other local AM stations, because there was mostly AM stations, that would do similar things. And then they had to, fill in around it. Not unlike TV. If you remember, depending on where you go, even in bigger areas, the television stations, they would go off at midnight. And then that big test thing would come up on the tube television, and then they'd come back at whatever time. But then the late-night news at 11 o'clock or 10:30, whenever it was, it wasn't for a half hour or an hour. It would go maybe 10 minutes of news, a little bit of weather, and a couple of minutes of sports. And that was it. But obviously, over time, that all changed. I read a book, Ed McMahon, because he was back in the beginning of television, and he did radio as well. And it's a fascinating book, and it explains it. And on some of the, they were looking for fill throughout the day. And there was just, they came up with some, you know, pretty, I can't think off the top of my head now, some pretty funny type shows, but also some that eventually were groundbreaking as far as it put an idea in somebody's head, hey, why don't we have game shows? Why don't we have these type of things and so forth? So that was that's how it evolved, and KPRL is no different. So thank goodness we got rid of that, the radio arts stuff. It was just, it was brutal to listen to. Again, it was all the same. You know, when I mentioned Ann Murray and Phoebe Snow and the Carpenters, it was that same speed of music throughout. There was no tempo change or anything. It was just, oh gosh, us here, we hated it. Absolutely hated it. Okay, let's see here on the email, another one. Again, I don't know this if this is true. According to AI, this is the latest news about Sandy Koufax. He quietly paid $15.7 million in hospital bills for cancer patients. Look, I'm not buying that at all. I'm not, because I don't think Sandy Koufax has, I know he's doing okay, but I don't think he has that kind of money. I may be wrong, but thanks for that. I don't know where you got the information from, because I've been finding nothing on that. All right, well, we got just a couple of minutes ago, but since we have, Koufax came up, is when you look at historical dominance of pitchers, Koufax would certainly be among them. More recently, you could probably go for, again, 4 or 5 year run. You look at a Greg Maddux, 4 consecutive Cy Youngs, 1.63 ERA, Sandy dominance in 63, what a 1.88. Gibson 68, Pedro Martinez had a remarkable run, but I think the greatest run for a 4 or 5 year period by any pitcher in Major League Baseball is Lefty Grove. Absolutely amazing. It's not taking away anything from any of these people. No. But since I'm a baseball nut for the history, I think we lose, like a lot of things we do, not just in sports, I think we lose track of history and we disregard things that happened years ago. I don't care who the competition was. They did it against the competition that was there for them. Lefty Grove, extremely, extremely dominant. All right, let's hope for the best. Hope for the best for a one classy gentleman. And we will find out maybe at the top of the hour here what's going on, if there's anything, or is it just another one of these people who are on social media that have nothing better to do with their with their rotten lives. All right.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The County Public Works Department announced shoulder repairs will continue on Peachy Canyon Road, which may result in traffic delays. Work will start on April 27th and continue through June 12th. Delays in work will only be performed on weekdays between 7 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. PRJUSD is offering free summer child care for students enrolled in TK through middle school through the district's Expanded Learning Opportunities program. Full-time summer care is available at no cost, 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday to Friday, June 15th through July 28th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies today with about a 60% chance of rain continuing, highs in the low 60s, it's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, coming up, Barry is back. He'll have Mr. Nice and sent in, and the page is lost. Oh, boy. Anyway, Barry's back, so enjoy that this afternoon, 12:30 till 2. Enjoy your day. Be careful on the roads. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops small business. Keep the cash local. Continue to live as free Americans. This hour brought to you by North County Septic Service.
where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.